Hello there, friends. Manny the Maned Wolf here, bringing you fun, friendship, and legs as high as an oak tree. And per usual, I have another story for you all. Nothing too particular as particular things go. Been thinking lately about an old friend, a fiendish, flighty fellow. Furious fiddly ways caused a stir among my fabulous fairy friends. Can't say I blame him too much. He was who he was, and we is who we is. None can tell us no better. Nope. This sneaky critter was none other than Freaky Frederick Far Out Fox. And that's far out as in naughty folks, not as in far out up in the sky would all be like my long legs here. Of course, Freaky Frederick the Far Out Fox weren't any freakier than his own kin. Foxes were known for being a bit sneaky, sly, and shifty anyhow. But this sort of slippery stealthiness ended up getting a bit freaky as the story tumbled on down the tall tale tundra. You see, old Freaky Fred had a thing he liked to do. Everybody does. Some of us has an up thing and some of us has a down thing. There are left and right things, and others have a whatever it is thing. But old Freaky's thing was all about surprises. 'Twa'n't nothing wrong with surprises on a good day. You had 'em, and I had 'em. We all done opened that door to adventure and got walloped with the who's and what's and whatever's of life. Sure enough. But this Freaky Fred didn't like receiving the surprise as much as he liked giving them. That's where the story's heading. Just like old Fred, who's heading where it is, he be said. Every day, the old fox woke up, put off to a new location. Like a buggy. That there is one of my favorite phrases. Sure is, like a buggy. But I don't get a chance to say it too oft, 'cause count, there ain't too many buggies around. So you gotta make do with what you gotta do. And like I was saying, so old Freaky Fred put his feet to the dirt road, and when he found a bush he liked, he'd plumb hop dive into it and just wait a spell. If you were keen on looking where you might not look so hard, you might see two little beady eyes all a staring and wanting and waiting for a little something, something coming that way. Weren't something most animals would see. Old Fred were the sneakiest fox there ever was. That's to be sure. Yup. So what was this here surprise-loving fox setting up for? Well, turns out he was looking for one of them tiny little pink puckered pole holes to squeeze himself into. Not his whole self, mind you, but a bit might small part of himself. Turns out that was the surprise. Any animal hopping on by who didn't know he was waiting in that bush would be in for the biggest surprise of their life. They'd be all making their quiet little steppity steps and hoppity hops and boundity bounds, minding all their little animal businesses, all their T's that be a needin' crossin' and I's that need a be a dotting, when Up he goes, hopping out of the bush and thrusting all and making a big ol' hoo-ha out of it. Oh, almighty and delighty, they was a lively and a flighty after that. To be sure, them critters didn't expect them little rears to get invaded in that manner. No. They had no chance to set up any defensive measures. Yup, it was sure a surprise for them, and one that left their insides a mite bit messy and confused. Ran into old Freaky Fred myself. Matter of fact, he's still stuck in there right now. Sure was a surprise to me, but maybe a bit too surprising to poor old Freaky Fred. Might have gotten a bit lost down in there. Them main wolf caves be a little deeper than other animals. Well, it is what it is. Just a bit surprised he managed to leap so high. Yup. Right up high into the sky. Just right on in there. You can imagine my surprise when all of a sudden he was just right in there. Well, that's all the time we have for today, friends. I'll let y'all know if old Freaky Fred makes his way out, lest he go back to his surprising ways. Until then, y'all take care of yourselves. Remember to seal up all your entryways, lest there be some kind of unwanted visitor surprising ya all days. Make sure you plug it up with something or other, or maybe something nice. It don't matter in the end. You just gotta get a little got it every here and then. Oh, just make sure it don't slip out none. That would be a right mess. But I'ma go now. You're welcome to stay, but make sure you close the door on the way out. Till next time, my friend. This is old Manny Wolf, the long-legged wolf up high in the sky. And I'll leave you to rest. Thank you for dropping by.